This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJ V Show, you'll love the DJ V Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ V Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Now, 7 after the hour, another hour of conversation with us Thursday, the 10th of May. Big celebration here on the DJ V Show because Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Stephan Wish, Kara Schillen, a happy 13th birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I'm a teenager.
Happy
so
birthday
excited.
To you.
Don't you wish?
Happy birthday.
Seriously.
Happy birthday. It's very special when I sing happy birthday to somebody. It's a very special occasion because I don't use my birthday voice for just anyone.
Well,
happy
you,
birthday
right?
to you. You. Happy. What are you laughing at?
I apologize. This is my fault, guys.
Yeah, she wanted me to make a big deal out of her birthday, so here it is.
Well,
oh,
it's
on.
It's
just
funny birthday. Because you refused to do so earlier.
No, I didn't refuse to. I was waiting until I felt the moment. Now
oh,
I'm
you
feeling
forgot.
The moment.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
happy
it.
Happy birthday to you. You can carry. You can record this and play it back on your phone to your friends. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kara.
I may not have any friends after that.
I know, right? Oh,
wait
boy.
A minute. Happy birthday. You could all join.
This is getting...
Yeah, it's taking a turn.
Yeah.
You know what? Everybody's a critic. I happen to think that this is a special moment for a special lady, and I'm trying to make it special by singing in my special happy birthday voice.
Do you have
happy
any other voices?
Happy birthday to you!
That's his voice. It's the gingerbread man from Shrek. From the Shrek Christmas special.
That's it. Hi, Jennifer. What's the trending story you're
well,
following?
Well, you took one of them. You took one of them. I was going to say trending today is Kara Schillen because
happy
it is her birthday.
To you.
But I've got a few more for you. All right. So overnight, Israel and Iran have been throwing a few missiles back and forth at each other. Israel struck Iran first in Syria. Then Iran followed suit and struck Israel from rockets that they kept in Syria. So those two exchanging a few punches overnight. Those three detainees from North Korea also returned home. Mike Pompeo brought them in. He is our Secretary of State, and they are back home getting checked out at Walter Reed Medical Center this morning. Also, in some entertainment news, Amy Schumer is trending, and that is because she played the Don't You Know I'm Amy Schumer card. She's set to host Saturday Night Live this weekend, and she's in New York. She wanted to practice her opening monologue, and so she showed up unannounced at Caroline's on Broadway Tuesday night with the hopes of running through this monologue. But there happened to have already been a comic scheduled. Brandon Sagalow was his name. He's headlining the show, and he was supposed to do a long set. She went to the manager, and she said, can I jump up on stage and try something for 10 minutes? The manager said, no, this guy just got up there. He's going to do a long set. He's only 10 minutes in. Well, that answer was not enough for Amy Schumer, so she went up on stage and sort of bombarded this guy on stage. She kicked.
She Kanye'd him?
Yes.
Oh.
She said, you don't mind if I do 10 minutes, do you? And so what's the guy going to do? With Amy Schumer.
Right.
So he jumped down off the stage.
Because what makes
her
so special? She's just another noisy, gross, lewd person trying to get attention.
She didn't like the answer from the manager, so she just jumped up on stage and took over.
I hope she got booed.
Guy.
Did she get booed?
No, the audience was probably happy to see her because no one ever heard
sure.
of that other guy.
It was exciting. She said, hey, Brendan, it's Amy Schumer. Can I do 10 minutes? Kind of in the middle of the set. He's happy because he's getting some attention, and he, of course, is an up-and-coming comic, so he's getting some name recognition out of this. But, yeah, kind of odd that she would just jump up there, and everybody told him he should be upset with her, so we'll see.
Unless
finally,
she makes
today,
good on it and lets him open for her the next time she does a show.
Which is what he was one of the things that he said, hey, maybe she'll let me open for her
someday. Oh, well, there you go.
So, hey, he's already put it out there.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm thinking that maybe in a quarter might get you a cup of coffee. The lone loser in Disney's big quarter, in fact, their biggest year with Star Wars and all of these other properties that they own, has been A Wrinkle in Time. Now, it's hard to feel sorry for Disney, who makes a ton of money, but apparently A Wrinkle in Time was such a disappointment to them after the humongous hit of Black Panther. Of course, like I said, they had Star Wars over the past year, but the dark cloud has been this Wrinkle in Time movie. There was a earnings release that was released for the second quarter of 2018 earnings, and it shows just how much it was a disappointment for Disney. In the opening weekend, it made only $33 million compared to $202 million made by Black Panther.
What is, that's a stupid, this is a stupid story. I'm not saying stupid to you, but why are we even paying attention to this? This was a nice movie. So Disney has a flop once in a while. It's like
that's $33 million story. That's not really a flop if you compare it to all the other movies.
I think that's an outrageous. Where'd that information come? Why did Disney put out a
press release? This is a business story. Yeah, it's from their earnings report, their quarter two 2018 earnings report.
For Disney, it is considered a flop. Yeah. But if you think about all the other non-superhero movies that open, they get to like, what, $13 million if they're lucky?
The budget of the movie was $150 million. That's
all Oprah's salary.
Exactly. And they say on the high end, it could have cost them up to $250 million when you take in all the production costs.
I thought it was a nice movie.
Well, I'm sure it was. I wanted to see it. I just kind of missed it because it went away so quickly. But when you have the cast that they did, Reese Witherspoon, Mindy Kaling, and Oprah, that's going to be a big movie. You're going to have a lot of people wanting to see it. And apparently, they just didn't.
No.
So you don't normally hear these stories when it comes to Disney's business decisions.
I'm interested in Gina Haspel. And what the deal is there, CEO John McCain said, don't nominate or don't approve her nomination to head the CIA. I don't know that much about her. Can we have a quick sort of resume of her and how she got to be the nominee to run the CIA? What's her background?
She's worked in the CIA for decades. She was everything. She was undercover for many years. She was on the ground, on the front lines, I think, in Iraq and all of these different places. And then she became a higher level CIA under the George W. Bush administration in the 2000s. And during that time, she took part in waterboarding Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, I believe is his name. He was one of the masterminds of 9/11.
These people don't want her to run the CIA because she did waterboarding?
Well, that is at the center of this. Now, that was perfectly legal at the time. In fact, it was what the government procedure was. That has since been changed, but that enhanced interrogation technique was used by Gina Haspel to get information from this guy. Now, he's in Gitmo. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, easy for me to say, is in Gitmo today. He actually wanted to testify against this woman, can you believe it, at this Senate hearing. Unbelievable that this was even entertained, but it was for like half a second.
That's pretty funny.
And so now the CIA does not engage in these enhanced interrogation techniques. She, under oath when she was doing her hearing yesterday, said, I don't want to take the CIA in that direction, and I was just doing my job, essentially. I was doing my job in the parameters I was given.
Are there other reasons not to like her? Though,
it's the same old political stuff. That's why I don't even know. Look, you had a lot of Democrats who confirmed John Brennan, who also took part in waterboarding, the former director of the CIA. They voted for him. Now they're saying they don't want to vote for Gina Haspel. It comes down to this chess game, I think, between Democrats and Republicans in the Senate. Yeah. Joe Manchin, who's a Democrat, said that there's no reason he wouldn't support her, that she's a patriot and would be the first female director of the CIA,
patriot? What does that mean?
Because she served the country for so long. That's Joe Manchin's statement, not mine.
Okay. Right.
So he came out in favor
that
of her,
word
but then
is
just
so
about
abused.
Well, about 10 patriot. Seconds later, John McCain came out and said that he would hope that people would not vote for her because
what was his
of
reasoning?
Her past.
Just because of the waterboarding in the past?
That's what he says.
I thought she gave up this vendetta. I haven't followed a whole lot of this, but I did follow a little, and I thought she gave a really good answer when they asked her if she would, I forget what the exact question was, but essentially they asked her, I guess, implying, would you waterboard again? Would you go against the policy? And she said, I won't do anything that's against the law, and I won't do anything that goes against my own moral and ethical code. What more can you get from someone? That's a good answer.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She also split from Trump. You know, Trump is a all about the enhanced interrogation techniques. And she said, look, she's like, I've seen them. She said, I don't think that the risk is worth the benefit with them. And I wouldn't take the CIA in that direction again.
Well, it's been proven so many times. I've seen so many military experts say they've gotten further offering cigarettes and you know, bribes rather than waterboarding. So,
you know, it's a sign of the times, I think, as to where we are in the types of war we fight. I think in the past, these types of techniques would have worked for people who were serving a government because people didn't want to have their own pain, right? They wanted to save themselves. But now you have people, when we're fighting terrorists, terrorists are willing to blow themselves up with a backpack bomb. They're ready to make the ultimate sacrifice, and they're ready to look at it as a badge of honor. So I don't know that you're going to get those same results from someone who has terrorist tendencies as you would someone who's just participating in the normal, I guess, or traditional theater of war.
Normal terrorism.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, normal war, you know, where you just have soldiers serving a government.
All right. So here's one other quick political thing. Democrats and Republicans forcing a vote that may lead, Victoria, to the reversal of the administration's decision to kill net neutrality. This would be good as far as I'm concerned, anyway. I think
a lot of states have already,
they're
trying to do this on their own.
On their own, yeah, right, exactly. Yep. So that may not be.
Well, I think everyone at the bottom line, at the end of the day, I think everybody can see, as if you're an American citizen or if you're in a government official, everyone can see how transparent it was. This was so Ajit Pai wanted to do this. It's all for his buddies at Verizon and Comcast, and it's so obvious who would benefit from this. There's really nothing else you can say to defend why you would want to repeal net neutrality. So,
okay. Also from the Y Department, New York Times today has an article about what it's like. This is about the Eric Schneiderman and what he is accused
creep.
Of. So the Times has a story looking at men strangling their partners.
Ugh. Erotic asphyxiation.
Oh, my God. What is the matter with us? Hey. All right. I'm going to fix some problems.
Not us here. We're all good here. We're not doing that.
Yeah, right. Here's somebody who bought a regular My Pillow and two travel size pillows a couple of months ago. And this person, Bobby D., who's in New York State, listening to this program, said, you can't believe how good these pillows are. All the advertising is true. I didn't wake up with any discomfort in my neck. I woke up rested when I go to bed. My head hits the pillow. I don't move. Jennifer has the same sort of story to tell. All of you do. To a point, you go right to sleep. No tossing, no turning. That's the benefit of having these My Pillows. So you want to order one, two, three, four? You pay for two and you get four. That's right. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows at 50% off, courtesy of the deal, by using the code DJV. That's how you get in the door. And then you can save money on all the other things they have at MyPillow.com. These pillows are made with 100% cotton. They are machine washable and dryable. Very cool. And best of all, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like them? Send them back, get your money back. That's MyPillow. All of the things in the catalog, 50% off using the promo code DJV. Get new pillows. Get new things to sleep well at MyPillow.com.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. Geico waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the Geico legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
He'll Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I would like to invite you to a free health lecture where I'm going to educate you on how to flourish with better health now and in your golden years. We will be at the Holiday Inn Airport, Springfield, Missouri. Registration time is 6:30 p.m. This is May 18th. You can give us a call for free registration at 833-WALLACH. That's free registration, 833-925-5224. 833-925-5224.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpback camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure,
happy birthday! Happy birthday to Kara. All right. You almost do that to anything. This is Throwback Thursday time. The top five songs taken from this week in 1968. So we'll start with the number five position. Unicorn singing. No, the Irish Rovers doing the Unicorn. I didn't ever. This is a song that sort of gets played a lot on St. Patrick's Day because it's the Irish Rovers. But it's a good story. All right, crank it up for a second. People don't remember it.
Some humpback camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn.
That's a cute song.
I was shocked yesterday to find, when I was doing some research, I was shocked that this ever charted.
Really?
My dad is from Ireland, and when I was a little girl, I would make him play this song over and over and over, or else I refused to go to bed.
Really?
So, but to so he played on his, like, one of those old turntables, and I am shocked that it ever made it.
Listen to you. One of those old turntables.
Yeah, one of those old record players. But yeah. I was just shocked that this ever made it up the charts in America.
They are quite the characters, actually. So that's number five, the Unicorn. Nice memories. An old turntable. Jeepers, Croto. Now I do feel
well, what should I call it?
Just a turntable? Doesn't have to have old as an adjective.
One of them old fangled
things. Old fangled things, right.
One of those things before CDs.
Like a Model T or something. All right, number four this week, 1968, belongs to the Rascals. That's a fab song. I've always loved it. I used to use this as a theme song for my program 20-some-odd years ago. Felix Cavalieri, one of his many, many hits, became number one. It's just a great, happy song. You're cranking up for a while, Kevin. Number three, this one won't last long because I've never been a fan of James Brown and the Famous Flames.
How do you not like James Brown?
I just don't get, I just don't like him. I never liked him. I don't like this sound. never liked this kind of R&B. Never, never, never. All right, but anyway, he was a big hit. You didn't need me to support him. Number two, Aretha. Ah, this is good. This is my kind of R&B versus James Brown. I can't say there's anything she ever did that I didn't like. This is a great, great tune. Set a great mood. Crank it up, Kara, please. In this era, most everybody who had hits, they just replicated the hits. It was the same music, just a different lyric line. I mean, you listen to one song from Aretha, you can hear a dozen of them. But they're still fun, as you can hear. She likes, she's having fun singing it, so you can hear it. With the Wrecking Crew. All right, Aretha, good job. Number one, this is a fabulous song. We featured this song before. This was number one for 4 weeks in a row. This guy had died just before the record had been released. Otis and Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. Great image song. Just, you can imagine yourself sitting on the dock of the bay, right?
Just think this is the perfect song to listen to at the beach when you're just like sitting there in the evening and the breeze is blowing. Yeah. It's perfect.
Yeah, it's a great, it's a sweet sort of love song, love making song. All right, Otis. Nice job, pal. Too bad you had to check out so soon because I bet there have been other things that would come out of you that would have been good. A lot of R&B this week in 1968. DJV time is 28 past the hour.
In today's automotive news, Lexus show off the next generation of compact luxury crossover, the UX F-Sport. This vehicle will have the best MPG in its class, according to Lexus, and will be the first Lexus to offer a subscription service, where you can pay a monthly fee and get your car payment, all your maintenance and insurance covered. It will also have standard Amazon Alexa and Apple CarPlay integration. It'll come with a gas or a hybrid, all-wheel drive, and be priced in the low $30,000 range. For more information, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available U-Connect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Starting Balance of Nature, I felt it the first month. I felt different. It made such a difference that now I wake up, my head feels clearer, I have more energy. Very rarely does my body cramp up anymore. It's the best thing. It's just amazing. I don't know what to say. I just would not be what I am today if I didn't start Balance of Nature.
I'm planning on taking this the rest of my life because until I started taking your stuff, I never took as many fruits and vegetables in a day as I get through you guys. You know, I'm very, very, very satisfied.
My pain and my, it went away. I swear to you that that's the truth.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
34 at the hour now on the DJV program, here to make your day better and more fun, more informed for sure. Victoria Keelan here helping us in that department. Kara Schillen having a nice birthday at the controls. There are extra special lights. I'm betting you'll get an extra special cake. You'll get an extra special pie. A meringue pie. Oh, I love those meringue pies. Happy birthday,
Kara. Wow, is someone sending that to me?
Oh,
where am I getting a meringue pie from?
All right, the story of this 104-year-old scientist named David Goodall. He went to Switzerland to die, and he has. He went to a clinic to say his life is no longer worth living. He said he hoped his story would lead to the legalization of assisted dying. He has quite a story, and he was at 104, people still paying attention to him. He's grandfather of 12, a member of pro-euthanasia groups, including Exit International, said his life stopped being enjoyable 5 or 10 years ago because of his failing mobility. He couldn't see well. He said, quote, my life has been out in the field, but I can't go out in the field. And so now he had to be pushed around everywhere in a wheelchair. He was tired of it. He said, I'd love to be able to walk into the bush again and see what's all around me.
And he's a botanist, so that's where he spent all of his outdoor time. Well, it'd be like you if you couldn't go out on your farm somewhere, you know. I understand the frustration for him.
Right. So anyway, he flew business class to Europe earlier this month. Supporters raised $20,000 for his campaign, and so he has passed away. He had a press conference yesterday, and I guess the place was packed with reporters who wanted to know about his story and the story of what happens when you decide you want to be helped in dying. So the Kevorkian story over there. Here he is, I guess, focusing on his getting out.
At my age, and even rather less than my age, one wants to be free to choose the death when the death is the appropriate time. And my abilities have been declining over the past year or two, well, my eyesight for the past 5 or 6 years. And I no longer want to continue life.
He had three wives, moved from Australia to London as a child, and has now passed at 104. Pretty good life, and an interesting message at the end of life. I happen to believe that this is something that ought to be... I mean, what the hell business is it of anybody's? Yeah. If you want to commit suicide, you want to go, go! Why should you... Well, I mean, what are you going to do to penalize somebody after they're dead? It's so foolish anyway. It's against the law to commit suicide, really. What are you going to do to the person after they've committed suicide?
Well, apparently Australia is very much against this legalized death or whatever you want to call it, but assisted suicide. But this story is kind of fascinating to me. It's been really building over the last week, and even he said he couldn't believe the number of press that was at his press conference at this hospital clinic. But it's also a little bit sad for me because at 104, he's obviously got full cognition.
Yeah.
He just...
Very much. His faculties are all very much intact.
Right. And so there was a little part of me that, because I watched the video, and he's just such a sweet person. You can just feel his energy.
Yeah.
There was a little part of me that was like, oh, I don't know. Yeah. Should you do it yet? Like, but again, it's a personal choice, and They had to take him to a secret location because there were people demonstrating against it. So he passed away about an hour
business,
ago.
Mind your own business, for God's sake.
I know.
Mind your own business.
Yep.
Leave people alone. All right, this I find interesting. The big story on ABC News website today and on their television broadcast has not been about them. They're happy to take shots at Tom Brokaw, and their lead story is about the internal investigation at NBC, which found no evidence of pervasive sexual harassment. And so that's at ABC. How transparent is that? I don't know what the latest
NBC
is.
NBC said the same thing. They said they conducted their internal investigation and didn't find that there's a climate of sexual harassment there. And they also said that the higher-ups didn't know what Matt Lauer was up to. I could believe that. Obviously, he's going to be discreet about it.
Yeah.
But still, I don't know. Whenever there's an internal investigation, I always kind of raise an eyebrow at that.
Well, that's something I guess you ought to. But it's interesting that ABC thinks the big news of the day is the sexual harassment charges against an NBC anchor, a former anchor. They got nothing better to do than... That seems very picky to me. It seems childish almost to take that approach. I don't have much use for any of these news teams, but ABC especially has gotten... all of them make my skin crawl, frankly. All right, the NBC team is a little bit better. But all of them are so damn self-serving. Here's the story of a teacher yesterday. No, it's a bit misplaced modifier. And if I'm going to talk about a teacher, I better put the modifier in the right place. A story from yesterday where a lawsuit was filed in a Texas school district. The teacher says she was suspended after a parent claimed she was promoting the homosexual agenda on a day called Get to Know Your Teacher Day. Independent Mansfield Independent School District told Stacy Bailey, quote, "You can't promote your lifestyle in the classroom," after she showed her students a photo of her future wife. Parents accused the art teacher of showing sexually inappropriate images in class. She said, "I did no such thing." She was asked to resign by administrators but refused. She was Teacher of the Year not once but twice in this school district. She was transferred to another school, and her contract was renewed and then rescinded. Man, this is a mess. These courts love this kind of stuff. School administrators, according to the suit, are sending the message that it believed LGBT teachers are not acceptable to teach in elementary school.
Well, she's going to take them down. It's going to be great for her. I mean, it's going to be terrible for her, but she's going to show them who's boss. And I just, so basically get to know your teacher, unless there's something about your teacher that they don't like, in which case don't get to know anything about your teacher.
If she was talking about her male fiance, it wouldn't be an issue. So then if someone else, if someone else is saying, "Oh, I'm getting married and show, you know, here's my fiance," then how is that any different?
This isn't liberal versus conservative. This is about what's right and what is. Now, we all have our own reasons for believing that it is ought to be this way or that way. If it doesn't affect you and your life, why is it any? It's like death penalty. I mean, assisted suicide. It's none of your damn business. What people do in their own bedroom, in their own home, if it doesn't hurt you or anybody else, what the hell do you care about? It may not be my choice.
Right, but these ignoramuses are implying that because she happens to be a lesbian that it is affecting their children, like it's going to spread like a disease.
Well, and
that's how stupid these people are. This is what they believe.
And that's what's kind of crazy, too, is, Doug, you talk sometimes about how, you know, in the news or in schools, people are teaching their own philosophies now, and it's more opinion than, you know, historical fact. But it's true on the other side, too, where it's like now parents are so concerned about their own personal opinions that they don't care what you teach in school as long as it doesn't, you know, if it's going against
them.
Offend
my morality.
Exactly. If it's going against their values, don't you dare teach my children. It's crazy.
In a moment, we're going to have some help. If you're out buying, this is the time of year to buy homes, sell homes. So if you have spring home buying questions, we'll see if we can get to the bottom of some of them with an expert in that field in a moment. 43 after the hour. Here's Heidi McCabe of Rockfield Center, New York, who likes lots of things at Mother's Day, she said. "I've gotten phones. I had a breast augmentation for Mother's Day.
Okay.
She said, "I got a new bed for Mother's Day. I got a new coffee maker for Mother's Day. I got a weekend trip for Mother's Day 1 year." But the best, really best surprise that she got was getting these flowers from the Books, because she said they're so different than everybody else's. She got them yesterday, and she said they're beginning to open up. She can see how they would last for a long time. There are a lot of moms who, and by the way, you don't have to wait till Mother's Day. If you send them today, so she'll have them opened up. They're opening. My tulips that I got last week are just now in full bloom. It's taken a whole week, so I can appreciate them here in my studio, and you can appreciate them in your bedroom or your dining room or your living room or wherever you put them. Just make sure that if you're giving a gift to your mom and it's going to be flowers, that you get them from the Books. Books.com. B-O-U-Q-S. That's short abbreviation for bouquets. Of course, you figured that out. They are delivered straight from the farm to your mom. They are gorgeous. And that's, what else do I have to say? I mean, that's it. You guys have all sent them to your mothers.
Yep.
And maybe even given them to yourself. Amazing price points, too. Look online at their catalog. Show your mother how much you care at thebooks.com. Flowers for every taste, for every price. Save 15% when you enter Doug. 15% off Doug at books.com.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
All right, about 15 before the hour now. We're joined by Cheryl Young, who is an expert when it comes to real estate and understanding what's going on in the real estate business, senior economist at Trulia. She's been a consultant with the World Bank. Development is her business. So market trends, I know in the area where I live, Cheryl, in eastern Massachusetts, the town I live in, real estate market is hot, hot, hot. I also live in Southern California in Santa Monica in the wintertime, and the real estate market there is hot, hot, hot. So compared to 2008 and, 4, 5, 6 years ago, when we were trying to build up inventory, inventory is down now, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. There's really not many homes out there. So, like you said, that translates to a hot, hot, hot market. Prices are up. If you're going to look for a home, what you're going to find is much more expensive than it has been for the past several years. Probably going to be older, smaller, and maybe even likely to be a fixer-upper.
Is it easier for starter families to get money to buy into these homes, whether they're old or new?
No, you know, I think it's still tough out there. I mean, starter home buyers in particular are facing, even harder challenges than the rest of the market. You know, starter home prices have actually gone up almost 60% since 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine that's making it pretty tough for them. Who are those starter home buyers? They're, like you said, young families, first-time home buyers, millennials, actually.
So I've got around me in my community, we have four different developments going on right now for 55-plus, some 400 units that are selling anywhere from $600,000 a unit to $900,000 a unit, and they can't build them fast enough.
Yeah, I think, you know, people who are looking to retire maybe want to downsize a little bit. Maybe they're, you know, trying to live closer to, you know, their children. So that there's definitely demand there. You know, as boomers especially start to age, we're seeing people, maybe downsizing, moving closer, and maybe that actually, you know, maybe frees up some inventory for some of those millennials.
Yeah. All right, let's have some tips from you and your expertise as far as buying homes, financing, that sort of stuff. What do you recommend making it easier for people once they find the right home? There's a whole movement now to pre-qualify, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you can't start early enough thinking about your financing, saving for a down payment. That's one of the biggest obstacles that people face right now. And you can't, you know, you have to start thinking well in advance to make sure that you have enough to put down. You know, if you have a credit history you need to work on, that's something you need to start early on. And then you can start thinking about pre-qualifying for pre-approval for a mortgage so that when you find that house, you're ready to go.
So the best time of year to buy, springtime it would seem to me is the best time to sell, but is it the best time to buy?
Certainly it's the best time to sell. There's probably more inventory out here in the springtime just because people are selling more. But in terms of, we did some research at Trulia, and in terms of prices, actually, the best time to start looking is around the fall. You'll get a bump in inventory, and then in the winter is when you'll actually see prices the lowest.
I saw a friend of mine is a real estate guy, and he was selling his uncle's home. They put it on the market for $459. It's in a nice, clean suburban neighborhood. It's a nothing special house. They had 10 people offer over the asking price, and they finally sold it last week for $555,000. They were asking $459. Good God!
Oh, yeah, tons of competition out there, bidding wars, and it doesn't hurt to get prepared early.
No. All right, some good tips. Website for Trulia, that's where would we send people to get some more info on your tips?
Yeah, check us out at trulia.com/trends for the latest research and tools to help you find the home and neighborhood where you'll love to live.
Great jobs. Thank you, Cheryl Young.
D Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Background as we get into movie moments. Chuck Curry is here. He's our movie man. Understands more about movies, videos, DVDs, that sort of thing, than anybody else I know. And to prove that, he's been here for 27 years doing... He's gotten gray hair while he's been on this program. Yes, you have. All right, so we have James Bond theme because we have more news on the new James Bond movie. It seems like it's been a long time in between James Bond movies.
Yes. It has been. Actually, well, it's coming out. The next one will come out next year, 2019. But Variety did a really interesting article, got a hold of star salaries, and Daniel Craig led the way, making $25 million paycheck for the next Bond, which will be the 25th installment in the 007 franchise. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who we talk a lot about on this segment, is getting $22 million for this new thriller title, Red Notice, that comes out in 2020. Some other actors of interest here. Vin Diesel made $20 million for the Fast and the Furious in 2017. In terms of females, Anne Hathaway getting paid $15 million for a big screen version of Barbie. Why anybody would want to see that movie, I have no idea.
Oh, you sexist pig, Chucker.
No, but I wouldn't want to see that. Even with Anne Hathaway as Barbie?
I don't get it. What do you do? How do you make a movie out of that? I know they want to sell a lot of toys, but as for a movie, Jennifer Lawrence, $15 million for Red Sparrow.
I think she's worth that. She was good in that.
Yeah. Leonardo DiCaprio is going to get $10 million for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. They got to keep the budget down for those type of films. That's Quentin Tarantino's movie. One interesting thing, Robert Downey Jr. got $10 million for Spider-Man Homecoming. He had 8 minutes of screen time. Having said that, he was completely worth that money because I guarantee you that movie made at least another $80 to $100 million.
But well, doesn't he have a back end? Most of those guys have back ends on those things now, don't they?
On probably on the Avengers, I know he did on the original Avengers movie, made like 50, yeah. 50 or 100 million, I think, on the first Avengers movie.
Right.
But he's made a ton of cash playing Holly Man in those movies.
All right, Chucker, I have a James Bond trivia question. You ready?
Oh, boy. All right, good.
Which of the following films is not part of the official James Bond series? A, Dr.
Royale. Good.
I was going to give you the choices. He's so quick to jump.
Maybe he doesn't need choices.
B, well, he was wrong with that answer. B, The Man with the Golden Gun. C, Die Another Day. D, Never Say Never Again. Which
Never Say Never Again. That was when they brought back Sean Connery, right?
Wait a minute. Are you Chucker?
Does it matter?
Right. What she said is correct.
That is
See?
Correct.
I love James Bond. I know my trivia.
All right.
Well,
right.
I was thinking, my initial reaction was the answer was the one with David Niven, the parody film in the
1960s. Yeah. Never said that was
she's correct. The reason they were able to bring back Sean Connery in that movie is because the Broccoli family didn't have the rights to that story.
Right. Yeah. Well, it was basically Thunderball, just rewritten. That's all it was.
Right. Exactly.
What was George Lazenby doing for... Yes, Chuck. Go ahead. No, it's all right.
They didn't have the rights to Sean Connery's toupee either when he remade that movie.
It wasn't worth waiting for that. What was George Lazenby's job before he was tapped to be Bond once?
Oh!
He was a model?
I do not know.
Pencils?
Was he a waiter? No, it was...
Newscaster? Worked for Bond producer Albert Broccoli? No.
It was something, I thought it was something more like kind of mundane.
It was a model.
Okay.
No, it wasn't. Okay. You think about what's his face did? He was a carpenter before he
Harrison
became an actor.
Harrison Ford. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah. All right, Chuck, what else you got for movie news?
Just a couple other things. Annette Bening signing on to play a role in a Marvel superhero movie. Captain Marvel is going to star Brie Larson, who won an Oscar for the movie The Room. And this is an interesting TV story. Fox TV and producers currently looking to recast the actor Clayton Crawford, who plays the Riggs role on Lethal Weapon.
Got fired.
TV show. Some really bad behavior. Supposedly has a violent temper, and most of the casting crew complained about him. Recasting's a tricky thing, though. I don't know how the fan reaction will be, but it is a hit show. It does like 7.5 million viewers a week, which is a very solid number, especially for that network.
Is that the Mel Gibson role that that guy plays?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. All right, here, one more question, Chuck. You ready?
Which
of the following Bond girls did he never bed? Pussy Galore, Plenty O'Toole, Mayday, or Natalia, however her name was pronounced. Which one?
Second one?
Plenty O'Toole. Good for you, Chugger. That's the right answer. Good man. All right, there it is. Exciting listening. DJ.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.